December 1st. Our reading in the Old Testament today will be from the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verses 1 through 27. We'll read that Daniel saw himself in the Persian capital, or Persia would be the next world power after Babylon. Now, in this vision, God pictured Persia as a ram, and Greece, the next power, as a male goat. So we've moved from wild beasts to beasts that have been domesticated. Of course, there is a lot of metaphor in this book. For instance, the notable horn is Alexander the Great, who conquered many nations, including Persia, and built a great kingdom. After his death, his kingdom was divided into four parts by four of his generals. The little horn represents the evil general, Antiochus Epiphanes, who invaded Palestine, defiled the Jewish temple, and put the Jews under bondage. He is a picture of the world ruler to come, the Antichrist. Well, Daniel was so overwhelmed by the vision that he became ill and could not do his work. He could never be the same again, knowing what God had planned for his people in the latter days. How does Bible prophecy affect you? And with that, let's begin our reading today in the Old Testament. December 1st, Daniel chapter 8, verses 1 through 27. During the third year of King Belshazzar's reign, I, Daniel, saw another vision, following the one that had already appeared to me. This time, I was at the fortress of Susa, in the province of Elam, standing beside the Ulai River. As I looked up, I saw in front of me a ram with two long horns, standing beside the river. One of the horns was longer than the other, even though it had begun to grow later than the shorter one. The ram butted everything out of its way to the west, to the north, and to the south, and no one could stand against it or help its victims. It did as it pleased and became very great. While I was watching, suddenly a male goat appeared from the west, crossing the land so swiftly that it didn't even touch the ground. This goat, which had one very large horn between its eyes, headed toward the two-horned ram that I had seen standing beside the river. The goat charged furiously at the ram and struck it, breaking off both its horns. Now the ram was helpless, and the goat knocked it down and trampled it. There was no one who could rescue the ram from the goat's power. The goat became very powerful, but at the height of its power, its large horn was broken off. In the large horn's place grew four prominent horns pointing in the four directions of the earth. From one of the prominent horns came a small horn, whose power grew very great. It extended toward the south and the east and toward the glorious land of Israel. His power reached to the heavens, where it attacked the heavenly armies, throwing some of the heavenly beings and stars to the ground and trampling them. He even challenged the commander of heaven's armies by canceling the daily sacrifices offered to him and by destroying his temple. But the army of heaven was restrained from destroying him for this sin. As a result, sacrilege was committed against the temple ceremonies, and truth was overthrown. The horn succeeded in everything it did. Then I heard two of the holy ones talking to each other. One of them said, "How long will the events of this vision last? How long will the rebellion that causes desecration stop the daily sacrifices? How long will the temple and heaven's armies be trampled on?" The other replied, "It will take 2,300 evenings and mornings. Then the temple will be restored." As I, Daniel, was trying to understand the meaning of this vision, someone who looked like a man suddenly stood in front of me. And I heard a human voice calling out from the Ulai River, "Gabriel, tell this man the meaning of his vision." As Gabriel approached the place where I was standing, I became so terrified that I fell to the ground. "Son of man," he said, "you must understand that the events you have seen in your vision relate to the time of the end." While he was speaking, I fainted and lay there with my face to the ground. But Gabriel roused me with a touch and helped me to my feet. Then he said, I am here to tell you what will happen later in the time of wrath. What you have seen pertains to the very end of time. The two-horned ram represents the kings of Media and Persia. The shaggy male goat represents the king of Greece. And the large horn between its eyes represents the first king of the Greek Empire. The four prominent horns that replaced the one large horn show that the Greek Empire will break into four sections with four kings, none of them as great as the first. At the end of their rule, when their sin is at its height, a fierce king, a master of intrigue, will rise to power. He will become very strong, but not by his own power. He will cause a shocking amount of destruction and succeed in everything he does. He will destroy powerful leaders and devastate the holy people. He will be a master of deception, defeating many by catching them off guard. Without warning, he will destroy them. He will even take on the prince of princes in battle, but he will be broken, though not by human power. This vision about the 2300 evenings and mornings is true, but none of these things will happen for a long time, so do not tell anyone about them yet. Then I, Daniel, was overcome and lay sick for several days. Afterward, I got up and performed my duties for the king, but I was greatly troubled by the vision and could not understand it. December 1st. And now as we turn our attention to the reading of the New Testament, our narrative today will be from the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. And we'll see here that in Jesus Christ, you have an advocate representing you before God's throne. When you sin, confess it to him and receive his faithful forgiveness. In him, you also have an example, and you should walk just as he walked. Ask the indwelling Holy Spirit to make you more like Jesus Christ and saturate yourself with his life as you read the Gospels. From Jesus Christ, you have a commandment to love God's people. The Father gave this commandment to Israel and the Son to his disciples, and the Spirit enables us to obey it. You see, because of Jesus Christ, you have a family. The members are at different stages of spiritual development, but all can receive the word and grow. How wonderful it is when the little children become young men and then fathers. You also have some enemies, the world and the false teachers. Christians who love the world lose the enjoyment of the Father's love and the desire to do his will. We overcome the world with God's love and the liars with God's truth. And then, of course, you have a wonderful hope, a sure and steadfast hope, the coming of Jesus Christ. So abide in him so you'll not be ashamed when he comes. And now let's begin today's reading in the New Testament. December 1st, 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. My dear children, I, John, am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if you do sin, there is someone to plead for you before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who pleases God completely. He is the sacrifice for our sins. He takes away not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. And how can we be sure that we belong to him? By obeying his commandments. If someone says, I belong to God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and does not live in the truth. But those who obey God's word really do love him. That is the way to know whether or not we live in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Christ did. Dear friends, I am not writing a new commandment, for it is an old one you have always had right from the beginning. This commandment, to love one another, is the same message you heard before, yet it is also new, This commandment is true in Christ and is true among you, because the darkness is disappearing and the true light is already shining. If anyone says, I am living in the light, but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is still living in darkness. Anyone who loves other Christians is living in the light and does not cause anyone to stumble. Anyone who hates a Christian brother or sister is living and walking in darkness. Such a person is lost, having been blinded by the darkness. I am writing to you, my dear children, because your sins have been forgiven because of Jesus. I am writing to you who are mature, because you know Christ, the one who is from the beginning. I am writing to you who are young, because you have won your battle with Satan. I have written to you, children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you who are mature, because you know Christ, the one who is from the beginning. I have written to you who are young, because you are strong with God's word living in your hearts, and you have won your battle with Satan. Stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you. For when you love the world, you show that you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only the lust for physical pleasure, the lust for everything we see, and pride in our possessions. These are not from the Father. They are from this evil world. And this world is fading away, along with everything it craves. But if you do the will of God, you will live forever. Psalm 120, verses 1 through 7. We'll read about deliverance. The familiar rhyme, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Well, it's just not always true, is it? Words can hurt us, and the psalmist felt them keenly. Only God can deliver you from the lies and their destructive power. And only God can judge the liars. Just be sure you are valiant for the truth in your own life. And we'll read about endurance. God did not change the psalmist's circumstances. He had to remain among people who hated him and lied about him. But God gave him the endurance he needed to be faithful under pressure. Well, that is something to pray for. Faithful under pressure. God can easily change your circumstances, but he needs your help if he is to change you. Before God gives deliverance, he first must give endurance. Psalm 120, verses 1 through 7, a song for the ascent to Jerusalem. I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. Rescue me, O Lord, from liars and from all deceitful people. O deceptive tongue, what will God do to you? How will he increase your punishment? You will be pierced with sharp arrows and burned with glowing coals. How I suffer among these scoundrels of Meshech. It pains me to live with these people from Kedar. I am tired of living here among people who hate peace. As for me, I am for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. Proverbs chapter 28, verses 25 and 26. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. Trusting oneself is foolish. But those who walk in wisdom are safe.